Epilogue. Lely Agostina Maria is just tall enough to see over the bottom rail of the porch. Jerome is an idyllic place to be a little girl, named in part for the grape her father brought back from the tamale ladies. Some call the Lulyenga strain Agostenga, but it doesn't much matter. Lulyenga and Agostenga, from the Italian words for July and August, the first months of the harvest. The child stands on tiptoe and strains for a glimpse of her father's car. Across the road are apricot and almond and plum trees, an orchard just as magical as the ones her mother reads her stories about. Beyond are wisteria and star jasmine and the vineyard, where vines and leaves twist and turn in the most curious patterns. And in the yard hops Chet, the toad who faithfully returns every summer, tame as a house cat, and all hers. The first wave of the tour is over. Maynard will be off again all too soon, but he'll have plenty to do in the meantime. He must check on his submerged cap fermentations and ask his bandmates about their progress on the next Tool album. There are jiu-jitsu sessions to schedule and a photo shoot to prepare for, and he still hasn't reserved the back table at the neighborhood or reminded Kurt to meet him there before the upcoming Boston performance. All that can wait. First, he'll join his family around the dinner table for homemade gnocchi and hear about their adventures while he's been away. After the baby has been put to bed, he'll decant a bottle of kitsune and talk with Lely, and they'll look into each other's eyes and whisper their joy. On Saturday, he'll kneel beside his daughter in the garden and teach her to plant basil and transplant tomato seedlings from starter pots. He'll point out to her the black hawk soaring to its eyrie on Mingus Mountain, teach her to identify the sound of cicadas churring in the tree in the yard. He'll tell her tales of trout-splashed rivers and of the woods and the deer and rabbits that live there. And in the morning, as the sun rises from behind the mountains, they'll watch for the day's first hummingbird, a small speck at first, then growing larger and larger as it flies straight and sure to the feeder at the edge of the porch.